Hello and good evening. I wonder what impression you have of Ireland. What you'd say the style of Ireland was. And what things best bring Ireland into your mind. So I'm going to dwell on this for the next few minutes. It's Paul O'Mahony getting ready to say goodnight. So what about Ireland? What are the key things I think of when I think of Ireland? So I'm going to mention six of them. And they are as follows. Drink, storytelling, emigrating, community, education, and cattle trading. So let's just start off with drink. Drink lubricates Irish social life. Guinnesses and Guinness and that other drink, which I've forgotten, which is a mixture of Bailey's cream, whatever it is. Ireland has got a big association with drink. I think almost all relationships are helped to get to wherever they do get to by drink. I remember going into an Italian pizzeria in Catania in Sicily and watching about 20 young people between the age of 16 and 21 come into the pizzeria. It was a big pizzeria, and order some drinks. I think about two of them had wine. A whole raft of them drank Coke, and a whole load of others drank water. Something you just wouldn't see in Ireland. There's such a big attachment to drink. So when I think of Ireland, I certainly quickly think of the drinking habits of the Irish. You could say that the crack is almost can't happen without there being drink. So alcohol and its consumption, but which includes the knowledge that Ireland has a very high rate of alcoholism. And that's one feature of Ireland. The second feature of Ireland that comes to my mind is storytelling. Now, the Irish way of storytelling is that you're allowed to tell a story. Your stories are valued enormously. You're allowed to tell them so long as you can hold the stage. But once you become unable to hold the stage, or once you are plainly struggling to hold the stage, it's fair play to oust you from the stage and another storyteller take up the reins of amusing people. Ireland is indeed a nation of storytellers, and if you go to more or less any pub in Dublin, which I regard as the storytelling capital of the world, by the way. But if you go to a pub in Dublin and you just hang out there for a while, you'll pick up goodness knows how many stories. So there's another thing, storytelling. That's a thing that characterises Ireland. So drunken storytelling would actually be fairly common. But let's go on, move on. I said the third one was emigrating, and I was partly thinking of the Song of Wandering Aengus, a poem by Yeats. Don't ask me to quote from it, but Irish people have left the island of Ireland, you know, always really. They travel to other countries, so and everybody in Ireland knows somebody who has emigrated. It's a fact of life. And some emigrants from Ireland have done pretty well. I'm thinking of the Irish Americans and their success in, particularly in the United States. Irish people emigrated in huge numbers during the 19th century, during the middle of the 19th century, during and after the potato famine. Irish people emigrated in huge numbers during the 1930s and again in the 1950s and again in the 1980s and again, you know, fairly recently. So it's definitely the case that the Irish are given to wandering, travelling, moving around the place. So we now have drunken storytellers moving around the place. And I come to the fourth word that I associate and the first thing I associate with Ireland, and is community life. Community life. Ireland is not unlike the traditional rural community life brought into the city. I think I'm trying to say in a very cack-handed way that compliance with community norms is a very high value in Ireland. It's you don't really get rewarded for standing out from the crowd and being different. You're much more likely to make friends and influence people if you know, kind of fit into your community. One of the first things Irish people do when they meet other people in Ireland in particular is that they try to find out what the family background of the person they're talking to is. And they'll use all sorts of ways of trying to find out who do they know, or who do you know, who other people know. I'm being a bit tired and incoherent now, but I think you get the idea. Being placed according to your family connections. So there we are, we have, you know, drinking, storytelling, emigrating, you know, community-oriented people. Education is another one. Education has, in a way, always been valued in Ireland. People talk about it. People, you know, it's a way of bettering yourself, getting away from the stultifying atmosphere that you would find in an Irish, traditional Irish village. You go off and you have an education, and that enables you to become socially mobile. So I do think that it's hard to think of Ireland without thinking of its education, the fact that there are a lot of people living in Ireland who really have been guided. Oh, forgive me, I'm really collapsing now. Let me get to the last one, which is cattle trading. Yeah, it is. Nobody in Ireland is all that far removed from agriculture, in particular cattle farming. Now, Dublin, people in Dublin are, some people in Dublin are, you know, would trace their lineage back many centuries before you end up facing facing pictures of the countryside. When you Irish people try to agree on a price for something, there's often a great following the kind of skills you need to buy and sell cattle. So what have I got then? I've got, you know, drunken Irish people telling stories, wandering all over the place, highly community-minded, looking for education, and willing to buy and sell cattle. The one that's missing is religion. And I suppose I'm going to say that I see religion as coming in under community. Even under storytelling, where indeed, you know, religion and storytelling, I mean, where would religion be without storytelling? Certainly in the Christian tradition, the very first book of the Bible is one of the greatest stories ever told. So that's enough said. Excuse me being so exhausted and tired. I have had one pint of Guinness earlier this evening. I have had... Oh, you know what? I'm definitely going to sleep. I was just about to say something about having a slice of cheese to put into bread. And that has absolutely nothing to do with this piece of audio. But there we are, Sassy Cat. You put forward the question, you know, what are the five things that collectively symbolize whatever it is you want to celebrate? So look, I wish you all the very best. And until next time, when we might communicate with each other via... even the behind the scenes. Okay, I'm going to stop. Have a really good night. Thanks very much for listening. Bye for now.